This is Wade Rath with the Chief Organizer Report, Discrimination by Math. Having spent a week in Juneau, Alaska, working with men and women dealing daily with the stigma and discrimination that comes with mental health challenges and disabilities, I should have been prepared for Kathy O'Neill's Weapons of Math Destruction and its warnings of the pervasive, powerful, and often destructive and discriminating role that big data and the algorithms it is fueling are having on all of our lives. I wasn't, but I also wasn't surprised. One of the issues I heard about from the members of MCAM included being fired from jobs and violation of the Americans with Disability Act, ADA. They didn't know the half of it. O'Neill detailed the way that huge employers, including lower-wage service establishments like McDonald's and others, are using personality tests with data-driven questions that sort out people with any kind of mental health issue. A lawyer in Tennessee watched his son, a super student with 2 years in at Vanderbilt University, who dropped out for a couple of semesters to deal with depression successfully, somehow failing to land any minimum wage jobs as a janitor, burger flipper, and so forth from a number of companies using the same blunt instrument of a personality test. He filed an ADA class action suit that is still pending. Even that may be on the tip of the iceberg, since data-driven resume reader machines are also discarding applications with a few misspellings, bad typos, and other trivialities. These WMDs, as O'Neill cleverly calls them, are perhaps most destructive when it comes to the way too many of them, from police and crime statistics to loan applications to even the efforts to get insurance or an apartment from a landlord, are discriminating, often invisibly, based on the zip codes identifying where someone lives. The question may never say race or risk, but the zip code identifying the neighborhood plots the big data odds, and they do not stack up in your favor. Stop and frisk programs coming under New York Mayors Giuliani and Bloomberg, and now touted by Trump under analysis, revealed huge racial profiling and targeting of African Americans and Latinos because of misapplied and misunderstood algorithms. It was also disconcerting, given our long experience in the U.S. and Canada in providing service and citizen wealth centers for low and moderate income families, to find that algorithms employed by payday lenders, diploma mills, and other shyster predatory operations that are data mining names and contact information from people who are going online to ask for information and access to programs to provide them advice or assistance. I shouldn't have been surprised. I can remember complaining to our tech people years ago when we used Google Ads about the fact that I could be writing a chief organizer report on our fights against payday lenders and find, embarrassingly, ads running alongside my blog for some of the same blood-sucking scammers I was calling into account in the paragraphs next to their ads. Duh, where was I? It goes on and on. O'Neill cautions that there are dangers here, and they need to be regulated not just for privacy along the European opt-in system, but for transparency as well. If you ever thought even for a second that some of the value-added tests for teacher evaluations that many states have employed were valid, or meaning of things like body math indexes and wellness, your application for McDonald's would also probably be rejected. She does argue that it's not math's fault as much as the way the math is being used. With a different objective, some of the same algorithms could be pointing people in the right direction, connecting them with resources, getting them out of prison rather than in, and into a job rather than out on the street. There seems to be no mathematical formula on when that miracle might happen. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.